Good morning and welcome to Focus Richmond. It's my pleasure this morning to have Dr. Maggie Lincoln on the phone with me, and it is for a really cool reason. March, which is Women's History Month, we are excited to have her as a guest because the Virginia Physicians for Women are doing a really cool thing for women. Good morning, Maggie.
Good morning, Lori. Thanks so much for having me on.
Yeah, it's great to have you here. So we're going to talk with Dr. Lincoln about how access to period products is crucial for women's health and women's equality, and what you can do to help VPFW and Sylvia's sisters, we're going to hear about that in a minute, and help them end what's called period poverty. VPFW is holding a period supplies drive, and it's going to be happening now through the end. Well, it's actually been going on all month, but it's going through the end of the month to help find these period products and donate new and used tampons, panty liners, pads, any of the things that we are aware that we have used either currently or in the past. VPFW has 6 locations, and through March the 30th. Is that correct? Is that how long that's going to be happening?
Yes, ma'am.
Cool. Now, Dr. Lincoln, you told me you are a Richmond native.
I am. I was born and raised here. I was in Savannah, Georgia for my residency and then moved back about a year and a half ago and joined VPFW. And I'm super happy to be here practicing at VPFW and being close to my family. I was actually born at St. Mary's Hospital, and now I'm delivering babies at St. Mary's, which is pretty cool. And things have come full circle for me.
Oh, that's awesome. And I hear you also grew up listening to K95.
Sure did. My mom and sister are super thrilled that I'm talking to you today.
That's adorable. Okay, let's talk about being in your hometown and being able to serve the women of Richmond. I mean, where you grow up. I know you guys at VPFW celebrate International Women's Day. It was on March the 8th. And their theme this year was hashtag embrace equality. And when we think about equality, we usually think about women's equal chance at being hired at a job or the glass ceiling and having the same qualifications as a man, but getting paid the same also. It's not often that we think about the simple fact that having periods every month can put women at a disadvantage at a young age.
Yeah, that's exactly right. A lot of girls don't have the means to buy period products for themselves. And so if they don't have a parent or someone who's willing to get them these products each month, sometimes they have to end up staying home from school just to avoid going out in public without the supplies they need. This past year, 1 in 4 female students in the United States has missed school because she didn't have access to period supplies.
It's just one of those things you don't think about. And, girls not having access to just the basic things. Like you said, having a period can be a huge setback and have implications pretty much throughout their lives.
Absolutely. When you think about how your period happens for a few days every month, if girls are missing school during their periods because they don't have access to products, they can really fall behind throughout the course of the school year, which then can be really difficult to overcome. They also, in addition to school, might be missing sports and activities and social events. And so lack of access to affordable menstrual products can negatively impact their physical health and their mental health.
Right. And let's talk about the health and hygiene part of this, about being able to change these products and when they should be changed. Is that not correct, too?
Yeah, absolutely. So good menstrual hygiene is very important. And girls should really only be wearing a pad for about 4 hours, oftentimes just changing it every time they go to the bathroom. Changing it out for a new one. And then if their flow is heavier, they should change it more frequently. And then tampons should only be worn for about 4 to 8 hours and never for more than 8 hours.
Right.
Changing out your tampons and your pads can help prevent odors and infections that can become more serious and cause kind of more chronic problems. And so when girls don't have access to enough period supplies each month, they might have to leave tampons in longer than 8 hours, might have to use toilet paper, rags, paper towels, that kind of thing, which can lead to acute vaginal, vulvar, and urinary infections.
And infections because I remember the toxic shock syndrome.
Yeah, toxic shock is a dangerous bacterial infection that can be caused by wearing a tampon or now these days using a menstrual cup for longer than 8 hours. It is pretty rare, but it's a very serious condition that requires immediate medical attention.
Yeah. So, I mean, the physical risk that results from not being able to change your pad or your tampon frequently enough, I mean, that can be super stressful on a young lady.
Absolutely. The physical health risks, as well as the fear of even just leaking out in public, can cause stress and anxiety. On top of that, you have the stress of potentially having to miss school or other, like your sports or other social activities if you don't have period supplies. And so that stress and anxiety caused by lack of access to period products can evolve into or be a major contributing factor to chronic mental health issues as well.
That's so sad. And the thing is, part of the reason why VPFW is holding this period supply drive throughout the month of March is to be able to give these individuals access, correct?
Absolutely. Yep. And like you said earlier, we're collecting products at all six of our locations through the month of March until March 30th. And we're working with Sylvia Sisters, which is the local organization that helps get these products to teens who need them at schools in the greater Richmond area.
So what kinds of products right now, if someone's listening, they want to be a part and have what kind of products?
Yeah.
Are there brand name packs, that kind of thing?
Doesn't really matter what it is. We'll happily take any unopened boxes or even open boxes of tampons, panty liners, pads. If they're individually wrapped, we'll take it. So if you've opened a box and just have one laying around that has an extra couple pads or anything, any as long as it's individually wrapped, we'll take it.
Anything helps. Seriously, like, ladies, look in your closets. We all know in our bathroom closet, there's probably a supply there that's been there for a while.
Exactly.
Because I think about the fact that, like, as a woman, there, like you said, we are easily accessible to, depending on the day and the timing of our period, as to which particular product we would use. I cannot imagine, not having that available. So first of all, I thank you, Dr. Lincoln, for what you guys are doing there at VPFW. You also mentioned how important period hygiene is and how important these products are to the girls in terms of their physical and mental health. What if they do experience a problem? What should they do about it?
If any teen or young woman's experiencing any kind of gynecological problem, we encourage them to come and make an appointment to see us at VPFW. My colleagues there, we're all happy to help figure out what's going on and how we can help treat it and make things better.
And here's a good question. What age should girls start seeing a gynecologist for an annual checkup? I know lots of moms out there, we didn't start going to a gynecologist until we were like in high school or college or even after that. What is the actual recommended age these days?
Yeah, that's a great question. I hear that all day, every day. So the American College of Obstetrics and Gynecology, or ACOG, is who comes up with a lot of our practice guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
And they recommend that girls start seeing a gynecologist between the ages of 13 and 15, but they certainly can come earlier if they're experiencing any problems or if they're sexually active.
So what kind of things you guys talk about at the first appointment?
So that's one of the things I really stress. At the first appointment, it's mostly talking. Everybody's always pretty anxious coming into the gynecologist's office for the first time, because they're worried about the exam.
Right.
And oftentimes we don't have to do an exam at the first visit. Especially for my teenage patients, I don't necessarily need to do a pelvic exam. We really just want to start talking, and our goal is to make girls feel comfortable going to the gynecologist and talking about their reproductive health, because we know it's not the most comfortable thing to talk about. And happy to talk about things like menstrual hygiene, the stuff that we just mentioned,
right,
or we can go over what's normal when it comes to periods, cramps, other symptoms versus what's actually probably not normal and could be problematic. I also do a lot of counseling on birth control in terms of obviously preventing pregnancy, but also helping manage periods and cramps and all those things. My goal and all my colleagues' goals really to educate teenagers and make sure that they're comfortable talking about menstrual and sexual health in a safe space, because I know some young girls don't feel comfortable talking to their moms about it. And so we're happy to be that person to come and answer any questions that they have.
Oh, I would have loved to have had you as a teenager, because you have a really calm voice. And like you said, you're in a room with another woman and you can talk to her. I mean, you might have good questions. And questions that you might think are silly, and it's easier to talk to someone like you. My next question is, should teens get an HPV vaccine at the first visit to the gynecologist? How's that work?
That's another great question. I'm a huge proponent for the HPV vaccine. These days, most girls are getting them between ages 11 and 12 at their pediatrician's office.
Right.
It's mandatory in Virginia to get the HPV vaccine before going into the seventh grade. Also important to note that girls and boys should be getting it between ages 11 and 12. But we certainly can give the vaccine at VPFW to anybody who hasn't received it yet. But we do really encourage patients to be getting vaccinated between ages 11 and 12, especially before they become sexually active. That's how it can be the most effective.
Right.
And we have a lot of data showing that it's safe, very effective at reducing the risk for HPV-related cancers.
And again, I'm on your side with this. I think I'm glad that it's mandatory in Virginia.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, you can talk to the parents, you can talk to the kids, anybody wants to talk about the safety of it and why it definitely is something that both girls and boys should be getting. So let's go back to menstrual hygiene and access to period supplies. If you don't know, I'm talking right now to Dr. Maggie Lincoln with VPFW, who's doing an amazing event right now at all of their locations. If you weren't aware of this, there are actually young women out there who have not availability to tampons, liners, pads, and not being able to replace these particular items in the appropriate time period when they're having their periods. We talked about the access to this and how it can help them physically and mentally. Can you remind us again what I can do and where we can find these period supply drives?
Absolutely. So VPFW is holding a period supply drive that's been going on through the whole month of March, so now through March 30th, and we're in partnership with Sylvia Sisters to help get the period products out to girls that can help them maintain their menstrual health and hygiene. You can drop off any new or open packs of panty liners, tampons, or pads. The open packs, as long as they're individually wrapped, we'll take it. Drop them off at any VPFW office, and we'll make sure that we get them to the girls that need them.
Well, first of all, thank you, Dr. Lincoln, for deciding to go and become a gynecologist and come back to Richmond and do so much for women here in your hometown. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, it's truly an honor, and it's my pleasure to be back here and working at VPFW.
Oh, great. Please help VPFW and Sylvia Sisters end period poverty by dropping off individually wrapped tampons, panty liners, and pads at any of the VPFW locations through the end of this month. Also, you can check out all the information at VPFW.com. Thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Lincoln.
Thank you so much for having me on, Lori. I really appreciate it.
Sure. And everyone else, thanks for spending a little time with us this Sunday on Focus Richmond.